Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've only got about 5 minutes left with him. I want to get him back up tomorrow for a full hour if he can do it. He's Walter Reddy, heads up the Vote in Sunshine Project, shining a light for a fair and accurate vote in Ames, Iowa on August 11th. And they're the folks that sued. They're the people that tried to block these machines that have been decertified in multiple states. Diebold, the infamous company, the others are just as bad. And sure enough, all the same shenanigans, all the same chicanery. You got about 4 minutes left, sir. First off, I want to thank you for your dedication to our voting system in this country. And do you agree that we should really call on the Ron Paul campaign to look at your evidence and other evidence and speak out against this? Because that's like Kerry, who I'm no fan of. I mean, he clearly was part of the staged event, too. He didn't challenge the clear fraud in 2004. We have to start challenging this. This is not working.
Alex, I think the best thing that we can do right now is try to reach all the Iowan people that voted for Ron Paul and give them this affidavit. They can download it or somehow get to them, because that will in a court of law, that'll hold up. We're going right now with this other case. The federal judge, district court, only said, he ruled not for the injunction. He didn't rule that it was frivolous or anything else.
And then sure enough, the machines shut down and some weird stuff happened. Yeah. And so now it looks like you can get the whole thing thrown out, maybe.
Yeah, we're taking it to the U.S. Court of Appeals. They've already know there's merit to this case, so it's not over yet. And,
Which Court of Appeals is that?
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. I think it's in.
So, are you calling on Ron Paul to do anything, or are you just?
Well, actually, what I really would like to, we really need these affidavits, because that will prove it. You know that I mean, we have over 300 right now.
Okay,
we only need another 1,000 just to prove that. Look,
okay,
these people,
where do people go if they were in the Iowa straw poll? And Ron Paul said it on this show that the majority of his supporters are right here. That's word for word, by the way. I mean, he says when he goes around the country, the majority of people bring up this show. So you're there. You were in Iowa, folks, or you witnessed this. Where do they go? Because you've got two different sites, I see. Which site do they go to, Mr. Reddy, to overturn this?
You could go to votefraud.org, and then it's a little bit weird. I mean, you have to click on Iowa straw poll and then click on the affidavit. Because that, if they download that, they can print it out, sign it, just bring it to the local.
Okay, we'll put a specific link up to the very subpage and article coming out later. And folks, this is a major action here. I mean, even if you don't support Ron Paul, you should support transparency and accountability and a recount capability in the voting systems. We are in a constitutional crisis. Do you agree, Mr. Reddy?
Yes, absolutely. What we're trying to do in the federal court is get rid of all these machines, electronic voting machines.
Well, my gosh. I mean, they've been proven to be complete frauds by design. They need to all be removed immediately.
Yep. And it's very simple. I brought these 60 clear ballot boxes. You can get them $1 a box. You have them right out on the table. That you cast your ballot in the open and you count it in the open. So everybody knows that they're not hidden, they're not taken into a back room or a black box, and we count them right there, and I think it's the best system. We could have counted that thing in an hour by hand. I mean, it's not that difficult to do it.
Well, we need to take action and take action now, and it's people like you, Mr. Reddy, that are going to save this country and maybe even this planet, because the U.S. is the key right now in the entire geopolitical system. And continue to sue, continue to do exit polls. More volunteers should have been there with you. The 90 people that got scared off shouldn't have. We would have gotten a higher number. And just next time, no, folks, you can't let them scare you off. They're scaring you off because they got something to hide. Mr. Reddy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
Stay right there. I'd like to talk to you during the break. Jerome Corsi is coming up.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Dr. Jerome Corsi, PhD in political science, will be joining us in about 2 minutes here on air to talk about his trip to Canada for the North American Union Summit that's going on, that kicks off over this weekend into next week. He'll be reporting on Sunday, do the syndicated show on Sunday and on Monday for us. We really appreciate that. Going back to Walter Reddy real fast from Vote in Sunshine Coalition, they did the exit poll showing that Ron Paul at least came in second, not fifth, and he's the group that served the Republicans, showing these die bowl machines had been decertified. And I wanted him to, because he told me off air, I wanted him to just briefly, and we'll go to Dr. Corsi, briefly tell people what happened once he served them and he saw this Mitt Romney minion that was running the election as well, what they did. He said they were screaming and cussing and yelling at him. Now don't say what they said on air, just you can paraphrase it, but tell folks what happened once you served them.
Well, we first served Mary Moisman. She's a county auditor who is in charge of the voting count, and we were told that she's also a Romney advisor. So, a little conflict.
Yeah, that's been confirmed now. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then we went over to the Iowa State campus, and the GOP headquarters in there, and we were looking for Ray Hoffman, who's the chairman of the Republican Party, and the woman, you know, was evading. I said, "Could you tell me where where he is, and she said, no, I can't. And Craig Robinson comes walking by. He's the political director. So we knew that we could give it to him. And he said he wasn't in the building, so we said, well, could you give him these papers? And he goes, I'm not touching those, and he throws his hands up. And my friend threw him at his feet, you know. He wouldn't touch him, so we served. And he goes, you're served, federal papers. And the woman behind the desk comes running out. She goes, you pick these up, we're calling the police. She kicks them all across the floor. They all run back into this one room, so go over and bang on the door, and about 10 of them can run it out, including the police chief or the campus police. They're all screaming at the top of their lungs, saying,
yeah, they're in there, because they're the ones that get to vote in America, just that little handful. All right, we'll talk to you again tomorrow, Walter. Thanks for coming on with us.
All right, great.
You bet.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're going to continue to expose all of this, and we're not going to stop, okay? And look, they fooled everybody by letting the Democrats get in with these machines. The Democrats are all part of the same club. Roger Ailes and Fox News, it's now been admitted, are behind Hillary. It goes back to the Bushes before that, 11 meetings. The Clintons were already vacationing with the Bushes before that. Clinton's been CIA since he got sheep dip in the late 60s. It's staged, folks, and the sooner we come to realization of that, the sooner we're going to get our republic back. It's an enemy class, all intermarried. It's like Mary Madeline and James Carville. Or it's like the two, you know, brothers. One's a Republican, one's a Democrat. The Bensons. I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. Dr. Corsi now joins us, and last week we were going to have him on, but this meltdown of the economy happened. Later I learned not only does he have a PhD in political science, but from Harvard, but he also used to be a big stock trader. So we can also get his take on that, because there's been a lot of infusions. What is it, $400 billion plus now by the European Central Bank, the Federal Reserve Central Bank, and the Japanese and Chinese central banks. So definitely weird stuff going on there. But he's about to get on a plane and go up to Canada. And Dr. Corsi, thanks for coming on with us.
It's a great pleasure to be with you, Alex. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be back.
You bet. Has my producer lined up specifically when we're getting you on Sunday afternoon and Monday yet, or we need to do that?
We need to set times, and I'll be happy to do it. I'm flying up on Sunday to observe. I've applied for credentials with WorldNet Daily to report on the Security and Prosperity Partnership Third Summit that's going to be held on the 20th and 21st next week up in Montebello, Quebec in Canada, near Ottawa. And I'm going to go up and report on it personally.
Have they given you credentials yet?
Not yet. I haven't gotten them yet.
Well, WorldNet Daily has 10,000 place rankings above the Dallas Morning News,
right,
and is almost as big online as the LA Times, but they'll probably say it's not media.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, Alex. I think it'll be a story if they deny us credentials. I'll make a story out of that itself. But, you know, it's like I point out in the book, The Late Great USA, and by the way, thank you for supporting the book, and we are rush shipping you more copies. You'll get the first cut. The third printing is now being shipped, and I plan.
That's right. It's being shipped. We're going to have it early next week. We sold out of the first group we got, but we've got your orders, folks, and it'll be shipped out next week. They're shipping them to us now, and we're getting a lot of extras, so we'll have plenty of books for everybody. It's sold out, and obviously in most stores, and that's good news that it sold a lot better than you guys thought it would.
Well, and I apologize that we had the. It just sold incredibly. It was gone. We had no copies. We rushed down to the third printing. And you're at the top of the list. We really tremendously appreciate all your support, Alex, to get this message out and your audience. It's an honor to be on your show, and thank you for bearing with us.
It's not a big deal. It's going to be shipped out next week. We got most of them out. The people that have ordered in the last week and a half or so, your order's waiting. Get your order in now. We're on the top of the list. As soon as it comes in, we'll get it out to you immediately, coming out next week. But the bottom line is you're supporting Dr. Corsi and his work, and this book is a great gift to give somebody who's on the fence. Dr. Corsi, let's get into some of the new developments. There's so many each week with the North American Union. There is a new nation, the hardcore socialist publication that poses as mainline liberal, a maven of disinformation, a organ of establishment propaganda. Of course, its editor and many of its chieftains there are Council on Foreign Relations members who authored the SPP-U.S. Wrecking Plan. They've now put out a huge hit piece saying none of it exists, and we are just all, you included, are complete liars. We are delusional. It actually says we are just completely insane, and it doesn't exist, Dr. Corsi.
Well, I'll have a piece on this and on World Net Daily tomorrow. You're right. It's Katrina Vanden Heuvel, who is part owner, the publisher, one of the editors at The Nation. She is the editor and publisher since 1995. She's been the editor since 2005, the publisher. She's counsel on foreign relations. It was typically a hit piece. It is Christopher Hayes says there is no NAFTA superhighway, and then he spends the rest of the article validating everything we've been saying about the Trans-Texas Corridor. It's more just, you know, gaming semantics and trying to...
Well, I talked to Bob Dacey, who's in the article and who was here in Austin, and they had a long lunch, and he gave him the SPP documents. He gave him TxDOT documents that said NAFTA highway system, and the guy just said, no, that's not real.
Well, this particular author, Christopher Hayes, was less than honest. In terms of his journalistic standards, they were pretty low, because he accepted only the evidence that he wanted to accept, and he wrote the story he was sent out to write. He quotes, for instance, this NASCO, the North American Super Corridor Coalition, and buys their ridiculous distinction that a North American Super Corridor is not a NAFTA superhighway. And on the website of NASCO, they say directly that there is a NAFTA superhighway. It already exists. It's Interstate 35. So Christopher Hayes is supporting NASCO in the story and their position without realizing that NASCO itself admits there's a NAFTA superhighway. I mean, it's a whole ridiculous gaming of semantics and denying the obvious. I don't know what's so frightful and fearful to the nation or to, you know, those who want to deny a North American union, the integration with Mexico and Canada is going on, that they can't even admit we have a NAFTA superhighway.
Well,
I've documented government reports going back to 1998 that call I-35 the NAFTA superhighway. Government reports.
It's been on our news here. Back when they used to push it like it was a good idea, now they pulled their horns in or just denying it exists. But we see this on so many subjects, like the amnesty. They said it's not an amnesty, but the bill's secret, you can't see it. Then we get the bill, and it's worse than amnesty. It says aggravated violent felons, 5 years no income taxes, 12 years one visit, instant green card, instant social security card. I mean, it wasn't amnesty. It was just the end of the country.
Well, you know, I document this. On page 13 in Lake Great USA, I show, you know, Vincente Fox, when he first came into office, was openly talking about a North American Union. And I went and found there's this editorial in the Wall Street Journal. It was written by Robert Bartley, who was then the editor of the Wall Street Journal. He published it on January 21st, 2001. And he says, Reformist President Vincente Fox raises eyebrows with his suggestion that over a decade or two, NAFTA should evolve into something like the European Union. Well, Bartlett then says, Vincente Fox can rest assured there's one voice north of the Rio Grande that supports that vision, and it's this newspaper. Well, there's the Wall Street Journal. Before it became, you know, the strategy to deny that there was a North American Union, to deny there was NAFTA superhighways, early on, even the Wall Street Journal went openly into print saying it embraced the idea of a North American Union. They won't do that anymore.
Dr. Corsi, and I've been talking a lot about this. Every guest I have on, I ask about this now, because it really is a quandary for myself. Because we've always seen lying by the mainline media, but now it has become really self-destructive, because if they argued for the North American Union, they would have more success than just setting it up, building it in front of us, and then bald-faced lying. As people learn they're lying, won't that just backfire on them, and then regardless, people will be against the system?
Well, absolutely. But it's, again, like I show in the book, the whole movement, even in Europe, started from bad conscience. I mean, you've got Jean Monnet, a Frenchman who is one of the leading architects of the European Union. And he decided at the end of World War II, you know, the French lost two world wars to the Germans if it wasn't for the United States.
Stealth approach.
A stealth approach. And guilty conscience. So they began by lying and saying, no, this is just economic union. We don't intend to make it a European Union. Even though they knew that the economic knitting together of the countries would demand a regional government. They lied, and that's their approach, and they're continuing the same approach with the North American Union.
The difference is, though, in the 50s, they just had their 50th anniversary. They claim the EU's been around 7 years, but they had their 50th anniversary a few months ago, which, by the way, from Italy to Spain, literally, they had jugglers and big parades. No one showed up for it. So it's failing, 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 but we've got to put the final stake to the heart. Dr. Corsi, stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, don't procrastinate. The third printing is done, and it's being shipped out right now to all the distributors. I'm one of them, one of the sellers. I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com. We have it discounted. It's sold by folks I've heard for $28. It retails for $25.95. We're selling it for $19.95. at InfoWars.com, and also then supports Dr. Corsi's work. And we're scheduled, as they say, to get these next Monday. They're supposedly shipping out, they ship them from the printer then to WorldNet Daily, and then they ship them out. We're supposedly getting them early next week. We'll ship them out to you. We sold out the first wave of books we had, but get your order. Don't wait. And then you'll forget about it in a week or so. You'll get your book in the mail. Buy a couple copies of The Late Great USA, because people, you know, we read the documents, so we know what liars they are. But here's an example. One of my graphics guys on the new film Endgame, his mom's a big Republican, big conservative, and she read some of Jerome Corsi's articles. She heard him on this radio show, other radio shows. And so her and her friend are going up to Canada. They, you know, I mean, they're little Christian ladies. They decided to go up from Texas up to Canada just to observe what's happening, and now they've kind of gotten scared, he was saying, about all the police and what they heard about. And then they also asked her son, she said, is it really real? Because the media says it's not. And I think for normal people, mainline folks, Dr. Corsi, to just have the government and have the media lie, just bald-faced, it kind of takes them back and puts them off balance. I mean, what would you say to people like that?
Well, first of all, people got to get over trusting the government. It's something that, you know, we're all conditioned to do. Trust your parents aren't going to lie to you. The government's not going to lie to you. Your religious advisor is not going to lie to you. You know, we're living in an age where religious advisors may be pedophiles, and the government habitually lies. This book, I published with 235 pages. 30 pages of it are footnotes. I wanted to give you the ability to go to see the government documents with your own eyes. It's fully validated with government documents, just like what I write in WorldNet Daily. You can click the hot links, and you'll see pop up in front of you the government documents that I'm describing. These documents exist. It's like the 4-football-field-wide Trans-Texas Corridor. You know, people have denied that right up until the eminent domain notices are ready to go out the door.
But they're building the feeder spurs into it.
Yes, they are.
And saying that what they're building around Austin is the support mechanism for it.
That's correct.
And then Mexico's announcing they're going to get inland ports in San Antonio and Kansas City.
And Denver. Denver's also an inland port.
And then they say it doesn't exist when it's on the Kansas City government website.
It's on the Kansas City Smart Port website. It's on, there's now the Ports to Plains Corridor, which is going to take the I-35 model, you know, the Trans-Texas Corridor 4-football-field model, and it's going to build it right up through the panhandle of Oklahoma into Denver by Lyman on Interstate 70. And you can go there to the Ports to Plains Corridor Coalition and see the Trans-Texas document on that website adapted for Denver, Colorado. It all exists. The documentation is there. People just don't take the time to look at it. I want to give you the tools so it's easy in the book, it's easy on the WorldNet Daily articles, to go see with your own eyes that this is happening and not, you know, who are you going to believe? It's like the country western song says, your own lying eyes.
Well, that's the thing.
The government telling you it doesn't exist.
Well, the articles Bob Dacey writes for us at InfoWars.com, the articles that Steve Watson or Paul Watson write, and the articles that you write, all of us, we are neurotic.
All the same.
In the truth movement, in the alternative media, whatever you want to call it, and there's all shades and flavors of it, about documenting what we say. We link directly to the federal government's documents, directly to SPP. I mean, here's an example. Two, 3 months ago, they had Barroso and Merkel and Bush, and they say, we're merging the EU and the Americas right now. They've already gone to the step of starting to bilaterally merge those, and meanwhile, and they're on C-SPAN saying it, and then if you criticize, they say it doesn't exist.
They signed a transatlantic EU-US bilateral cooperation agreement, and we created at the cabinet level a government White House official whose job it is to integrate with the EU, and that's the continental integration, the United States, our whole moving merger with Mexico and Canada.
And they said all functions.
Right. And yet the government downplays that. It's like these emergency declarations that Bush signed on May 5th, they posted them on the White House website on May 9th. The Homeland Security designation 20 and National Security designation 51, that Bush could declare an emergency and take over all federal, state, local, territorial, and tribal government. But yet the White House doesn't talk about it. They put it on the website. Say nothing to explain it to the people.
Well, stay there, because you couple that with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. It says for domestic insurgent, for the American rebellion. So then they, on top of it, say it's not a problem, but Congress has now asked to see it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A boom.
At a glance, I look at you.
The elites that are running this country into the ground think that it's their right to rule over us, to destroy our currency, to use us as their cannon fodder for their world government. The problem is the people aren't going to go along with it, so they have to lie continually while they move on with their operation. People on the left, the right, you name it, are shattering those paradigms. And the people are saying the war on terror is a fraud because our borders are still wide open. They built 2 miles of fence and used illegal aliens to build it. We're about to go back to Dr. Jerome Corsi, who writes for WorldNet Daily, and he's written multiple bestsellers. And we are carrying his latest, and I'm going to carry all his books from this point on, his latest, The Late Great USA, The Merger of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Before we go back to Dr. Corsi, don't forget we have PrisonPlanet.tv, my newest edition of Terror Storm, 17 minutes of added footage, over 3-plus hours with the extras. The history of government-sponsored terror and the New World Order is available at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You can download it in super high quality, or if You don't have that fast of a connection. We have medium and then low quality. And you can burn them to disk. It's easy application. Burn as many copies as you want. Use it as a foundry, a factory, a armory, a arsenal in the fight for liberty. And hundreds of my TV shows, hundreds of in-studio video interviews that we post up there, and whether it's Mercury and the vaccines or open borders or the war on terror, the police state, the Rothschilds, the history of the New World Order, it doesn't matter what issue it is, we have TV programs on it. You can just go pick the issue you want to give to your mom, your dad, your neighbor, your daughter, your son, your grandma, your boss. Literally hundreds of issues covered. All the best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, now out of print, but the PDF of it's up there. You can download it and burn it to disk or print off copies of it. 3.5 years now in operation, PrisonPlanet.tv. There's also a forum when you're a member. There are four members at PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you want hard copies of any of the videos I've made or any of the other books and videos we carry, only the best stuff. I mean, I carry, I don't know, about 30 books or so and about 30 or so videos. And it's all the best stuff we found. It is only the best. And it's all available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Going back to Dr. Corsi, you brought up PDD-51, and I've been obsessed with this. Now, your headline was Bush Power Grab. I read it, and new powers he granted himself, where he says, for any emergency anywhere in the world, even economic, I'm over all the other branches of government directing the response. Then, as if you and I and our analysis weren't correct when it was as plain as the nose on our face, and many other scholars with law degrees, not just PhDs in political science like yourself, and I'm a layman who's been studying this and become quite proficient in understanding it. Then the Homeland Security, first one member, then two members, then the chairman, this has all been in the mainstream news, said, we'd like to see that plan. And the president says, no, the Homeland Security Board with the committee with the highest security clearance can't see it. Dr. Corsi, I mean, that only makes your analysis that much more vetted and documented and validated, vindicated. I mean, this is not good at all. This is getting scary. Why do you think they're moving to put this in place?
Well, I think they're anticipating that there's going to be the kind of, Robert Pastor, when I interviewed him, he's the academic at American University, has been writing for 10 years to create a North American community. Pastor said the next 9/11 is what's needed to create the North American community. That frightened me when he was saying the next kind of national or continental emergency could push this merger agenda. I wrote an article, it's in WorldNet Daily, it was yesterday, and I had it at the end of last week. I've been interviewing Henry Cuellar, C-U-E-L-L-A-R. He's a Democratic congressman from Laredo, Texas. And he's put me on to Ambassador Garza, Tony Garza, our ambassador to Mexico, has negotiated with Felipe Calderon and his government, President of Mexico, that we're now going to give military assistance to Mexico to fight the drug war. This is the first time we're talking about, again, more sovereignty issues. We're going to use the U.S. military in a continental emergency over drugs. Well, of course, the
enemy. And we had the Mexican military here for Katrina. Any excuse they can to openly condition the public.
And so, now it's going to be discussed at the Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting in Montebello next week. But the plan is at least to provide Mexico's military with equipment, training, and technology for the U.S. military. And it's the first time I can think of where we've had U.S. military. It's an admission that Mexico is losing the drug war. It's an admission that Mexico's military is likely in bed with the drug terrorists, and validates the documents that Judicial Watch got that shows there's been over 300 incursions of the Mexican military supporting drug trafficking, coming across incursions of the U.S. border.
Well, Los Zetas is running rocket attacks and hand grenade attacks right on the border. They've had truck bombs in Dallas, but it's all kept real quiet.
Kept quiet, but this is a clear indication, the first time that Felipe Calderon is saying that his Mexican military is losing the war on drugs.
Well, what's happened is they've been corrupt all along.
They've been corrupt.
And now the corruption has bred to the point where the government itself is in danger of completely collapsing.
Well, Smith, here's the problem. SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, has us merging with Mexico. Six people can't understand, I can't explain, except for SPP, why 6 years into a war on terror, George Bush has not secured our borders with Mexico and Canada.
But Pastor says we're going to have a continental security perimeter.
Well, yes, and that's the vision they're trying to project. But, you know, when Mexico is a drug cartel-controlled country, it's not possible to merge with Mexico without getting their corruption and their drugs.
Yeah, it's not like we have Japan or Germany bordering us, which are civilized, modern places. Mexico is in the top five, even by the UN, most corrupt, dangerous nations. It's rated as the most dangerous for reporters in the world. They have the most billionaires of any country per capita, because the richest man in the world's from there now, because they're so corrupt and their people are so poor. I mean, I couldn't think of a more nasty country to be merged with.
That's right. About 3 months ago, I attended in El Salvador at the FBI's invitation, this anti-gang conference. There were 13 countries from Central America and Mexico, and the FBI announced that this MS-13, the tattooed, machete-wielding, drug-dealing gang.
By the way, they're all over the place in Austin. It's as if thousands were disgorged on the streets, and it's like suddenly.
Well, they're in 42 states and 2,500 American communities. And what the FBI has announced is they're working hand-in-hand with the drug cartels. They're the distribution system for the drugs. They have a gun trade going back into Mexico and Central America. And they're becoming intertwined with the terrorist elements like Al-Qaeda. All these bad elements are working together. George Bush wants to say we can merge with Mexico and not worry about a war on terror.
Well, see, that's exactly what they want, though. I think
you've got it, Alex, because they're preparing for a continental crisis, which will then allow the president to use these emergency powers he's declared, which will push forward the North American agenda. We'll be told the only way we can solve the Mexican drug problem is if we basically merge with Mexico and let the U.S. military go handle the problem. It should, first of all, be a law enforcement problem, and we should have the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, in there, not the U.S. military. That point just gets ignored in the discussion because, you know, the U.S. military is not designed as a first-line law enforcement agency. It's for foreign wars. We're using it in a continental domestic situation that has implications across the border and should be a U.S. federal law enforcement agency. And we should be immediately saying, secure the border, build a fence, and stop the drug traffic. But no, that's not what we're saying. We're saying keep the border wide open and forget about the DEA. Send the U.S. military.
But, Dr. Corsi, it's a perfect scam. The drug war only gets bigger and bigger. More people go to prison. It's designed to not be won. It's designed to spiral out of control. And then they get to bring more and more. I mean, that's how they started secretly getting rid of Posse Comitatus in the 80s, having Marines and Army dress up in police uniforms to, quote, assist them in Virginia and other places. So this is a very quiet process, but it's ongoing.
Well, what I'm getting ready to report World.Daily is that the poppy production in Afghanistan has never been greater than it has under American occupation. The Taliban had actually just about ended it and transferred those tribes to producing agricultural goods. And now the poppies and heroin from Afghanistan is getting routed into the United States through, guess where, Mexico. Mexico has become not only for Colombia for cocaine and for marijuana, but now for heroin from the Middle East, Mexico has become the delivery system through the drug cartels. And if this doesn't bode for international mixture with terrorists, I don't know what does. And again, the Bush administration, this has grown under the Bush administration. It has not at all stopped. The FBI is about ready to declare that, you know, MS-13 is virtually out of control. The FBI is going to now station FBI agents permanently in El Salvador to help fight MS-13 in the United States because the gang goes back and forth across the borders, operates with the drug cartels.
Look, it's simple. The non-enforcement of illegal aliens, the 800-plus sanctuary cities are protecting them. You can't miss an MS-13. They've shaved heads. They've got tattoos all over their faces. They're suddenly everywhere, bugging their eyes out and strutting around. We need them to be arrested right now and shipped out of here. Hey, where's your green card? Don't have it? Boom, you're shipped out of here. You come back next time, we're going to send you for 5 years hard labor busting rocks. They'll quit coming up here. It's designed to totally have crime run rampant. Then the chicken neck public will beg for a bigger police state. This is a problem, reaction, solution.
And what I'm looking for, the next, here's what I see as the next round, too. We've now got 1 out of every 10 people born in Mexico living in the United States today as Mexican citizens. That's going to be, by 2010 or 2015, 1 out of every 5 people born in Mexico living in the United States as Mexican citizens, with 40 Mexican consular offices here in the United States to protect the civil rights of these foreign Mexican nationals living in the United States, voting in Mexico. Now, Alex, it's only a matter of time till one of these Mexican nationals, maybe in the commission of a crime or someone to stop a rape or a burglary in their home, shoots and kills one of these Mexican nationals. And the next thing the Mexican consulate's going to do to defend the civil rights of the criminal Mexican national is going to say, you know, the Second Amendment has to go. There's too many guns in this community. Our Mexican nationals are no longer safe. That's the next attack that I see.
Well, we've seen SPP documents and others where they talk about harmonizing the laws to Mexico. So there'll be no Second Amendment. We're all going to be peon slaves, just like in Mexico.
And there'll be no First Amendment, because increasingly what these Mexican consulates are going to do is say any speech, any discussion that damages the civil rights of the Mexican nationals living here. Look, in the Ramos and Compion case, 2 Border Patrol agents were in federal prison for shooting after a fleeing drug smuggler. The drug smuggler, Aldrete Davila, testified on the stand. He admitted he was a drug smuggler. And second, guess what? He had a commercial driver's license in Mexico, the drug smuggler. There's no national criminal database. Anybody with the money can get a commercial driver's license in Mexico. And we're getting ready, through the Department of Transportation, to open the borders to 100 Mexican trucking companies and validate through SPP with electronics their commercial driver's licenses as trusted traders. Aldrete Davila would have qualified. And still today, if you look at the Drug Enforcement Administration's reports, the vast majority of drugs are being brought into the United States through Mexico now, of all kinds. They're being brought in by truck. Methamphetamine production has moved to Mexico. It's left the United States largely. Marijuana is coming in through Mexico. And now heroin and cocaine are coming in through Mexico. Mexico is the delivery system. That's the route where the drug cartels control drugs into the United States.
But we can't shut down the border. We can't arrest the MS-13. We've got a SWAT team in people's houses looking for marijuana.
Exactly. And, you know, the fact is the Bush administration will not secure the border. And the idea of sending in the military to go after the drug cartels, I don't think even that's going to be effective. All you're going to do is get the right of the U.S. government suddenly to be in a continental military involvement, whether it's effective or not. It will merge with Mexico's military and will be acting together in a continental
way. Well, we know what this is about. They're just going, the Mexican military is going to direct the U.S. military towards cartels that aren't part of the inner circle. We all know this is going to be a drug war by the big banks that launder the money, using U.S. soldiers as the cannon fodder to secure drug profits.
Well, and right now, we have U.S. NORTHCOM, which is the command set up in Cheyenne Mountain. It's designed to use the U.S. military in domestic emergency situations. Canada Command works hand-in-hand with U.S. NORTHCOM with the same mission, using the Canadian military and working with the U.S. military in continental emergencies. Mexico has stayed out of that. Now with this drug issue, Mexico's asking for the U.S. military involvement. It's opening the door for Mexico to become part of the Continental Military Command.
Well, if you read the NORTHCOM agreements, NOAA agreements in 2002, for Mexico and Canada, Canadian forces to engage in peacekeeping operations,
right,
disaster relief, and anti-terror operations inside the U.S.
And Mexico has stayed out of that. Now Mexico's coming in. This is the first door opener. Ambassador Garza talking with Felipe Calderon to get an agreement to put the Mexican military, working with the U.S. military, is the first time. Now, when that's accomplished, we will have accomplished continental military command over domestic situations. And the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the FBI, will be sat on the sidelines. Okay, but this is startling stuff. And again, it's not being reported. I reported it on the WorldNet Daily. I interviewed Representative Cuellar twice. I recorded the interview. I've documented it with the government. There is going to be a proposal coming forward very quickly to use the U.S. military assistance in the Mexican drug war. And it'll be presented to the American people again as, look at what we're doing to protect you.
And really what they're doing is merging the bodies together right now in front of everyone.
We're going into military command under the fear of a drug war, which the Bush administration has no intent to win.
And you talk about corruption. I mean, I was just down in Mexico last year, and I was actually in Mexico this year again, too. And down there, you openly see the Mexican troops everywhere you go guarding the marijuana fields.
Well, and Alex, and I want to get into just a minute on this, on what's going on in the stock market. I mean, for 25 years, I worked in financial services internationally. I have
still
all the MSAD licenses.
Sure, sure. Stay there, Dr. Corsi. I want to get your take on all this. We really appreciate you joining us. Third hour's coming up. We're going to have open phones, a lot of other audio clips, and some key news. Stay with me.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's NightSkin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. NightSkin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's simple. Global corporations said, hey, why don't we use the military-industrial complex to take over the United States? And they've used crises that they've engineered, they've created, or that they have allowed to fester and grow larger. And then they come and say, oh, we got a way to clean that up and fix that. And then each time they make it worse. All by design. We even have Pentagon documents where they talk about this. We have Pentagon documents where they said, we're going to make Iraq worse, break it in three parts, and never leave. They're not there to democratize. They're actually there to spread dissent and actually create more Muslim extremists. And again, that's in P2OG and other documents. But that's a whole other issue. Problem, reaction, solution is the key to all this. And that's how they're operating. But the good news is a sleeping giant is awakening, and they can't put the genie back in the bottle. Do you agree with that statement, Dr. Corsi, that there is an exponential awakening taking place, that there is a massive collision between the forces of liberty and the forces of control?
Absolutely, Alex. I think that the difference you were talking about earlier, when they used the stealth method in Europe in the 50s to create the European Union, John Monnet and the like, the difference was there was no talk radio and there was no Internet. And people today are discovering the truth. I mean, these 30 pages of footnotes I published in the book give people the tools and get them to see the documents for themselves. Once you go to spp.gov and actually start reading it, or you go to keeptexasmoving.com and read the documents on the Trans-Texas Corridor, it opens your eyes. You can't see it the same. You don't listen to the government anymore denying what's obvious in front of you. Alex, I want to talk about this economic crisis that's been also engineered. I mean, as you know, I've spent 25 years in financial services. I created two broker-dealers. I still have active NASD, National Association of Security Dealers licenses. I've been at investment analysis now for a quarter of a century.
Bottom line, where are we right now? Where do you see us going? Who's behind it?
Well, the dollar is being devalued systematically. It's at the lowest point ever against the euro. We have a crisis with China having now $1.3 trillion of foreign exchange reserves, 80% of which is in dollars. The first salvo was fired by China last week saying that if we try to make trade with China fair trade, by forcing them to let their currency be freely floating in world markets, they'll sell dollars and further tank the dollar.
And we saw what happened when they did that, a massive plunge.
What's going on right now today, you know, we've almost lost 1,000 points on Wall Street. As we're talking, it's down another 130 today. Two major bubbles have burst.
And that's with $400 billion of cash being pumped in by central banks.
They can't pour enough billion in to stop this. The losses here are easily $3 trillion on just the housing market bubble bursting and the hedge fund bubble bursting of credit. Our government, since 2001, has just been pouring credit, free borrowing, to homeowners, regardless of whether they're qualified, to businesses, regardless whether the deal's any good, to hedge funds to bet on the market, regardless if they've got a strategy that'll work or not. And all that huge amount of credit has stimulated growth, but it's going to come to rest.
You know what? Stay there for a minute. I know you've got a lot of interviews today. Is there a way to hold you over to talk about this?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
Can you stay 20 minutes into the next show?
Yes, I can.
Okay, because I know that there's actually a free report that folks can get when they call Midas Resources, the parent company of this network, and you can get Dr. Corsi's report on this. And, you know, sometimes you miss the forest for the trees or the elephant in the living room. There I was moving the interview last week during this crisis, not remembering that you're a preeminent expert on this. So you're a jack of many trades there, my friend.
People have to be advised because they shouldn't be holding any stocks right now.
Well, I agree, and I told people 2 years ago to dump all their stock. And I told them right before the 2000 bust to do it. It's not hard if you see the indicators, and I'm just a layman. Dr. Corsi, again, has worked inside of this. Stay there, sir. We're going to come back to 20 minutes with him. Then we're going to take your call. Stay with me.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.